All right, folks, welcome to Sticky Pickles.
Woo!
Ever found yourself in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria, and this is season 2, episode 15 of Sticky Pickles, Social Vampires and Sister Sister. Carol, what is your sticky pickle?
This is a bit weird, this one. Okay.
Hit me.
I'm really excited to know what you're going to think as well, because you have a bit of art in your life, right?
A little bit, yeah.
You'll be able to feel this in a different way. Okay, so we've got Sonia and Penny.
Okay, Sonia and Penny.
And they are both freelance kind of consultants. You know, they do kind of paid gigs, right? Working for a client. So they work separately from each other, but they are both working for the same client.
Okay, what kind of work do they do?
So kind of marketing consultancy, stuff like that. SEO stuff.
Oh, what I do. Okay, yeah, all right. My coworkers.
Exactly, a coworker. But these guys, like, you would ask either of them and they would say, oh, no, we're not friends. So they kind of like, they'll say, hey, how are you? But they never kind of wait for a response, or they smile politely, but never like laugh, belly laugh or laugh out loud.
Okay. So acquaintances, people who recognize each other in the hallway, kind of thing, but definitely friendly, but not friends.
Yeah. There's no hate. Maybe just like indifference. Maybe.
That's sometimes the best you can hope for. Yes. Yeah. Ambivalence. Yeah, that's fine.
Because I might think, like, you know what, I'm not going, I think, to like that person. So I'm just going to skirt them because there's no need to have any confrontation.
Sometimes you can just tell when that person is someone that you're like, we're not going to jam. It's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And sometimes you're wrong, actually. And then sometimes the friendship just blossoms anyway. And you're like, huh,
That's always a delight when it happens, though.
It so is. Oh, my God. So these guys, these two, Sonia and Penny, need to meet up on Zoom a few times a week. Two meetings with other people. Like, there's the rest of the team, like, which is basically made up of loads of freelance consultants all across.
Okay. Yep.
And then one time a week, they meet just the two of them to catch up on this shared customer, right?
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you.
Okay. And the other thing you need to know is Sonia does not do socials. Okay. So she should be.
She's a marketing person.
Well, she's a pop artist as well on the side, right? So she does all this pop art stuff. And it would obviously help her sales massively, but she's looking at fucking Zoom all the time. She's online all the time looking at screens, and it just makes her just want to.
And she wants to make her art an off time, right? She doesn't want to be staring at a screen. Yeah, I totally get that.
And honestly, I think she's probably nervous about people kind of going, that's bit shit, right? Dealing with all that kind of drama. You know, like, people will say, I love it, but they'll also say, fucking shit. So, so basically she has no accounts on the Insta Chatterbook.
Got it.
Penny, however, is a wannabe influencer. She personally has posted everything she's ever done that has any significance online, right? Dates, birthdays, walks in the park, eating out, shopping, does not matter.
Okay.
Now, she's been at it for about 5 years. She started off a bit slowly. She's really ramped up, and she's got about like 15,000 followers. So, you know.
Good for her.
Yeah. She's, you know, made headway.
Wow. I need to get some tips from her. I'm stuck at like 900. Okay, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if you're going to like her approach.
Okay. Because I was like, can I get some help with this?
Well, you might want to ask her. I'll be fascinated if you do. So, and like literally she's now kind of cashing in. Like, local businesses now give her freebies. Like, oh, come to get free coffees. And then she does a little Insta, you know, whatever picture of like, oh my God, drinking a latte or flat white, blah, blah.
For 15,000 followers, she gets free shit?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. I thought you had to get a lot more than that. Well, well, well.
She's focusing locally, and she's, you know, she's marketing queen as well. So she's working this.
Okay.
Like, so she doesn't really talk about her, you know, influencer aspirations with Sonia because they're not buddies. And how could Sonia understand? She's apparently an artist, but of some sort, but doesn't have an online presence. Like, lame, according to Penny.
Yeah, well, like, who does that? Like, everybody does that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the sticky. Here's the sticky.
Yeah, we're crunching this pickle. It's the sticky.
It turns out that Penny has started a little side business with her online profile. It's called Zoom Bombs.
No, what?
Basically, she takes secret screenshots of people during meetings or conversations. And she'll put like little emojis over their eyes to protect their privacy and stuff like that. But then she'll go to town on whatever's bugging her about that person's either way they're speaking, appearance, whatever.
Oh, publicly she's posting this stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is called her Zoom bomb, you know, channel.
Honey, that you and Danger Girl, that is, even if you're obscure in the faces, that is not a good idea.
Uh-huh. So we're talking like... like say someone has bad teeth or like not perfect teeth or someone has stuff in their teeth, right? She'll have this post like, learn from this Zoom bomb. What's stuck in there, tuna? Did they have that for breakfast or, oh my God, did they not brush their teeth since last night?
Oh, God.
Or say you have stains on your clothing. Learn from this Zoom bomb. I get it that you have young kids, but it's not hard to keep a clean sweater near your computer so at least you can look decent, not covered in baby puke.
She's trying to be funny, but she's just mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough line to toe for some people.
Penny is no idiot, okay? So she doesn't do this to her clients or her friends or her family or her boss.
Just her coworkers?
She doesn't mind going after colleagues, particularly those she doesn't really care for.
I cast aspersions on the whole idea of her not being stupid because it's still stupid to do your coworkers.
Yeah. So the problem is apparently more than half of the pics are of Sonia. Sonia with crazy hair. Sonia with peanut butter on her, you know, collar.
Yeah. So she knows what she's doing on social media because she's been on it and she's clearly built up a following. So that's very dangerous that she's doing this, isn't it?
This has helped her. So she was at 10,000. She's now at 15,000 in a matter of months.
Oh, come on, though. That's such a terrible way to do it.
Because people love listening and reading all this
stuff.
That's
so mean. People are assholes. Jesus.
And the problem is that, like, more than half of the pics are of Sonia, right? Ooh. Because she doesn't really care for Sonia. And Sonia never doesn't brush her hair all the time. Sonia has peanut butter on her, you know, her shirt.
And Sonia's not on social media, so she's not going to see it, right?
Exactly. Now, of course, Sonia's not named, right? Or she's not tagged. Her identity is, you know, whatever, protected, quote unquote, with these emojis over her eyes, right?
Yeah.
But like everyone, all her colleagues know it's her. And she knows because one another colleague told her about it, right? Another colleague said, like, you may want to check this out. I know you're not on social, but OMG.
Yeah.
So she goes and looks and she's just like, oh my God. Like, there are, like, dozens and dozens of screenshots of meetings that she's been in.
And she recognizes Sonia. Herself easily.
She recognizes her shirt. She recognizes her mouth. She recognizes now her colleagues who know her will recognize her totally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, never do shit like this. But seriously, like, you think you're obscuring somebody just by covering their eyes? That doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
It's like the Clark Kent thing. Everybody, like anybody with a brain knows that he's really Superman. You think putting glasses over his face?
We learned in the pandemic, it's pretty, you need a whole like nose mouth covering all over your face to make sure you can't tell
who's
coming.
People are covering the wrong part of the face. The eyes is not a big deal. Cover the lower half and then we're in business. Yeah, just put a pandemic mask over everybody's face and then we won't recognize them. No, true fact, when I was a baby, a marketing person in my early 20s, actually when you and I were working together, I made a big Twitter snafu bitching anonymously about a colleague of ours and he
did
saw
you?
It. I did. And he saw it and he IM'd me and he was like, nice tweet, babes. And I didn't name him. I didn't put any reference to him, but he knew I was bitching about him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have never forgotten that because I was like, why are you bitching about your colleagues online? I'm very lucky it didn't end up being worse than it was in my case.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so what do you do? Okay, so if we put ourselves in Sonia's, you know, we've just found out that we are kind of being used. And like, what control do we have, right? Like, she's taking screenshots off her own computer.
Oh, it's so mean.
And it's not, yes, it's so mean, but it's kind of like, do you go to HR and make a big hoo-ha?
Oh, gosh.
I know. Like, it seems...
Well, especially if they're freelancers, there may not be anything she can do, because HR is going to be you deal with it.
Yeah, deal with it or get out.
Yeah, like, you don't work for
us. You're a dime a dozen.
Yeah, basically.
So fun being a gig worker. I love it.
Yeah, they're just going to be like, well, it's cost of doing business. If she was a salaried worker that HR might actually care about, I am not sure I'd bring in HR either, to be honest with you. I don't know if they really have the tools to deal with something like this. I would just talk to Penny directly and be like, the talking to I got was just nice tweet, babes. I'd be like, oh, WTF? That's clearly me. What the fuck are you doing?
You see, I think I'd have trouble doing that because in my head, I'd be like, they totally know what they're doing. They totally know what it would be like to be on the receiving end of that, I would imagine. Like, it's possible they don't.
So you're worried that it would escalate if you...
I think I'm just dealing with a person who doesn't have the same sensibilities as I do. Because I would not do that in the first place, so I'm outside their realm somehow. I can't fathom their motivation, but you're right. That would be the best thing to do, I think, is go ask them. Ask them, like, can you just fucking stop it?
Or if you want to be really passive, if you want to take the turtling approach, you could literally be like, I'm not doing video calls anymore. Just starve them of ammo. Be like, I'm doing voice only for a good while until this stops.
Oh, smart.
See, when you're bullied a lot as a kid, you learn to do avoidance stuff like that. That's what I would see. That's honestly what I would do. I was not brave enough to confront my bullies, though. I did stuff like that, like just starve them of ammo, like just make them not interested in you anymore. Because this is essentially what this is bullying. I mean, really, this is bullying behavior. So that's why I'm like, I hate that people are following her for this, because that's shitty. This really, it's not funny. It's shitty.
It's shitty.
And I'm surprised that in this day and age, with the wokeness on the internet, nobody's calling her out on it. I'm just going to say.
Mm-hmm. Interesting you say that.
Oh, did I call it?
You might have. So thing is, Sonia does not want to be the butt of Penny's online jokes. Like, I don't care you put emojis over my fucking eyes. No one wants to be in that situation. Thanks very much for the privacy there. But, you know, two shamrocks ain't going to do it. But she decides she wants to kind of retaliate, let her know what it feels like without being a complete dick.
Oh, interesting.
So you're going to have another sticky pickle. Does she pull it off? Okay, that's coming. Just want to prepare yourself for the tell this bit.
Two pickles for the price of one. Okay.
A twofer. So the next meeting, when they have to do it with all their colleagues, the AOB, any other business section, comes up. And Sonia announces that she would like everyone to check her brand new store on Etsy.
Yeah.
And she's only done one piece of work at the moment. And it's an illustration of a lady that looks a lot like Penny and these sharp, wicked teeth scrambling up a mountain made of bodies.
Ooh.
Under it, it says, social vampires suck ass.
Okay, not exactly subtle.
It's available as a mug, a badge, a poster, a shirt, pillow, whatever you like.
Can even put it on a pandemic face mask if you'd like.
So she's done this. Now, is this just too far, or is this it's just an outline, but you can just tell it's Penny. Like, you, those that know,
oh, no,
Penny,
I think that's
know.
A very fair game. oh hell yeah! Oh my god, yeah.
I
yeah,
think so
absolutely.
Too. And I think it's brave, you know, because she shares the link and people start giggling, right? People start laughing and kind of sending her like direct thumbs up. And Penny goes red and hangs up the call. And that was that. So I don't know if it's the right way, though, because I wonder whether she's retaliating. It's like she's hitting low as well. She's hitting below the belt.
So realistically, I mean, if Penny is the kind of person who cares more about what her coworkers think than her followers, I could see this working really well. However, the people who tend to be gathering that kind of following don't give a shit what other people think about them. They're totally shameless. So I don't know. I would wonder if this would really do anything long term. If anything, it might embolden her. But I applaud the approach because I think that's pretty clever. I like.
Yeah, it also just says you're messing with someone who's going to mess back, I guess.
Yeah, don't dish it out. If you can't
pack
it
in,
right?
Penny.
Yeah, Penny. Yeah, Penny. Don't dish it out if you can't take it. Exactly. Which is hilarious, because that is actually a bit of the stickiness of my pickle. Oh, God, that I really wish I hadn't said that phrase. But
tell me about your sticky pickle, sister.
Sister. So we have Christine, who is in her early 30s. She has been with her beau for about 5 years now. They've been together, boyfriend, girlfriend, And they've built a wonderful, loving relationship. Things have been going swimmingly.
Ah, lucky them.
Lucky them. And even in this pandemic, even. And they have decided that after 5 years of being boyfriend and girlfriend, it's time for them to get a place together. So,
whoa, they waited.
Yeah, I know. Oh, they did wait. And there's a reason for that. Christine comes from a very conservative family. They're mainly conservative for religious reasons, but it's also cultural in their case. It's a little bit of both. And in her culture, it's completely faux pas. It's not faux pas. Right. It's completely forbidden for people to cohabitate before marriage, which
fair.
Is fair. Like, that's just a thing. That's just a thing that some people really believe in. So when Christine told her parents that she and her beau, again, boyfriend, girlfriend, not married, not even engaged, when Christine told her parents that she was moving in with her boyfriend, parents absolutely flipped multiple shits. They flipped all the shits.
Whoa. She knew, though. She knew that they were going to flip, no?
I mean, yeah, she did. She wasn't doing it to piss them off. She just figured, like, I've been with him for 5 years. You kind of probably were seeing this coming. Like, do you think we've never slept together? I mean, I suppose it's possible, but
parents probably just put their fingers in their ears and go, I don't want to.
Yeah, but now you're shoving it in our face and we can't ignore it. So, of course, the parents are like trying to talk her out of it any way they can. They've thrown like all of the religious stuff at her, you know, all of the cultural stuff, like auntie's going to be thinking this of you and that of you. And what would uncle say? And what would grandma say? Blah, blah. And Christine's like, listen, I'm in my 30s. I've been with my boyfriend for a long time. This is what we're doing. I respect your beliefs, and obviously I share them, but like on this front, like I'm doing what I'm doing.
Step off. Yeah.
Step off. So the parents had tried everything they could, so they decided to deploy the emergency sister missile.
Oh,
Amelia.
God.
Who is Christine's older sister.
She's been armed by the parents', you know, viewpoints to kind of talk sense into her sister.
Right, because mom and dad said, you know what? You know that Christine never listens to us, Amelia, but Amelia, you are her older sister, and we know she listens to you. So can you talk some sense into your sister, please?
Okay, and I'm guessing Amelia, being the older sister, has followed the rules. She's not been the maverick that Christine has been.
Correct. Amelia has done that exactly and sits down with Christine and goes, I'm disgusted that you would give your boyfriend husband privileges without being married. And why on earth would you move in with someone who doesn't respect you enough to at least marry you first?
What's a husband privilege? 69ing?
Is it third base? Yeah, what is a husband privilege? I think we know what husband privileges are.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah, what is a husband privilege?
So a husband privilege would be like, okay, in this context, a husband would privilege, okay, obviously all the sex stuff.
The sex and living and cohabitating. Yeah. Like, you know, don't move in with a guy you're not married to, essentially, right? Don't sleep with a guy you're not married to. Because he would marry you if he respected you. Otherwise, he's just using you. Is what Amelia is telling her younger sister, Christine.
Do you know what? I'm older than you are, but I grew up many fucking bitch. Many people telling me that exact thing. All
really?
The time.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm saying like that's a new, and it's obviously I didn't follow the advice and I've had a very, very good life. So, you know, do your thing, do you. I think it's cultural and I think it has to do with also like birth control, really, right?
No, I mean, I didn't grow up hearing it from my parents because my parents were very modern. In fact, my parents were always like, you should live with someone before you marry them to make sure that you're compatible. So my parents were very unusual. I would say the culture I grew up in was very conservative. And I heard all the time, don't live with someone you're not married to. But my parents were like, that's bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's exactly it. So it was all around, but it wasn't in my immediate.
That's why we get along so well.
Oh, probably. There's
that's
so many
the only smart. Reason. No.
That's it. No, that's absolutely it. Okay, so she's hearing this. Christine's hearing this from Amelia, her older sister, and that must kill.
Yeah, so Christine's like, listen, she's been very patient with her parents. Like, she hasn't blown up at anybody with her parents, with auntie, with uncle, and big sisters coming in with the big guns. And honestly, Christine just goes, listen, if I wanted marriage advice from you, Amelia, I wouldn't be asking someone who couldn't even hold down one solid marriage to begin with. Because Amelia's husband cheated on her and broke up with her. So Amelia is actually a divorcee. Not that that's
Ouch.
Her fault. That is not her fault, obviously. But Christine dredged that up And Amelia just goes like bright red in the face, leaves the room. Like, I cannot believe you would say such a thing to me. That was so low.
Mm-hmm.
And like is no longer talking to her. And now Christine's parents are also extremely pissed off that Christine would ever bring up something like that in that context.
Yeah.
They're saying,
okay, I think what I would do is lay low for a bit while you move in with your boyfriend and then start making amends and prepare to eat shit for the next 2 years.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Because I honestly, everybody's pissed at Christine right now for the reasons that you and I think are bullshit, which are her moving in with her boyfriend. Like, I think that's bullshit. They're mad at her about that, but I get that that happens.
Yeah, she's in her 30s, for God's sake.
Yeah, but I will say them being mad at her for bringing up that thing to her sister feels like I can understand them being mad, but at
totally.
The same time, speaking of, if you can't dish it, don't dish it out if you can't take it. Amelia coming in there on her high horse to her sister.
Okay, I'm going to be on Amelia's, I'm going to be on her side for a second because she was in a hard place. She presumably hasn't gotten involved in her, you know, about the boyfriend before this, and she did it only because mom and dad kind of
No. Amelia's older than Christine, right? Which means she's in her presumably like mid-30s at this point. She go, mom and dad, love you, but my sister is a grown-ass adult. I'm not getting involved.
But she has the same parents.
Yeah, but she could also go, Christine, you know mom, you know dad. They want me to talk to you about this thing. Let's just say that we talked. Let's just get
drunk instead.
Because I have an older brother, brother would have pulled that. He would have been like, let's just tell mom and dad we talked and let's just go play some Civilization or something.
Yes. You know what? That's how you are a sibling. That's the best way to be a sibling. Not go tattletale and do all that stuff, but team up and go, I hope you know what you're doing. Do you do you? I've got your back.
Like, we'll tell mom and dad we talked, but we didn't. And you just live your life. Yeah,
exactly.
Because being in your 30s is way past the time to be under your parents' thumb still. Like, just don't.
No. I think, happy families. In order to have a happy family, someone's eating shit somewhere, you know, at some point, because it's messy, man.
It is messy.
Families are messy.
But don't dish it out if you can't take it, always.
Just don't dish it out, actually.
Yeah. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah. You're not in charge. You're not in charge. Okay? I promise you're not in charge. That's it for this week, Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
And you can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. Anything else you can find on Sticky Pickles. Huh?
See you next week. This Sticky Pickles episode was created and hosted by Maria Vamazis and Carol Terrio, inspired by the internet, embellished by us.
Woo!
Woo!
Bye!
Aw, you haven't said that name.
What, bye?
Bye!
Bye! Oh, that worked. Now I'm like bummed for sisters now. Oh, man.